Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
For you have fought for me.
Yes.
Defeated death for me. The weight of sin, you carried it for me. Your never-ending love, what you gave, you gave.
We give you glory.
Yes,
we give you glory. Woo! Oh God.
just sing it. Somebody do it. We give you glory.
We give you glory.
You alone deserve.
We give you glory.
Oh.
We give you glory, oh God.
Hold on fire.
Let the house sing.
Give him glory. Come on, somebody open your mouth. Now open your mouth and give him glory. Come on, some of y'all been watching us all night. Come on, open up your mouth and give him glory. Come on, now open up your mouth and give
him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless the Lord this morning because he's worthy to be praised. How he kept us last night as we slept and slumbered. Oh, we come to bless his name this morning. We come to ask him to rule and reign in our lives today. Order our footsteps, lead and direct us in all truth on today. Because this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, we say thank you. Oh, bless the Lord with me today. He's worthy to be praised. In spite of what's going on around us, he's still worthy to be praised. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we come pleading the blood of Jesus over this line today and drive off every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit and welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in our services on today, from the pulpit to the back door to the children's church on today. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way in our homes today. Deliver and set us free in our homes today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. And we thank you, hallelujah, for being our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you, you come to bring heaven to earth. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we say thank you. Father God, we lift up Texas to you today, Father God. We ask you to reveal and snatch the covers back off of the drive-by shooting on last night, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We plead the blood of Jesus over entire Texas, Lord God. From top to bottom, side to side, corner to corner in Texas, Lord God. In every city and every state on today, Lord God. Drive out the violence, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. And hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We speak peace in the nation, Lord God. Peace in the United States, Lord God. Peace in our homes on today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. We come to magnify your name today. We come to say hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb of God, the Lamb that was slain for each and every one of us so we can live and have our being, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. We thank you we didn't get a 911 call on last night, Father God. We say thank you. Our loved ones still in the land of the living, we say thank you. Oh, we just bless your name today, Father God. Because, Father, without you, we are nothing. Without you, we can do nothing. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. And we thank you for strength today. We lift up bereaved families all over the land today, Father God. We thank you that you are their comforter today. You are their guide today, Lord God. You're placing the right people in their path today that will encourage them, Lord God, and build them up in you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Even in bereavement, salvation can come forth. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that salvation would come forth out of bereavement, Lord God. Draw by your Holy Spirit, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We thank you for all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, Lord God. Have your way in their lives today, Lord God. Order their footsteps, lead and direct them in all truth on today, Father God. Place the right people in their path as well, Lord God, that will draw them to you and not from you, Father. Oh, we speak peace today. We speak peace in the atmosphere today. your peace, Lord God, that passes all understanding today, God. Have your way today, Lord God. We lift up the visionary of this line today, Father God. Continue to pour back into him as he pour out to your people. And we say thank you. Continue to heal and strengthen Mother Matthews, Lord God. And we say thank you for your healing power to saturate and drench in her body, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. We come to look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from you. Our strength comes from you. Our peace comes from you. Our joy comes from you. Oh, we come to bless your name, that you is Emmanuel. God is with each and every one of us. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You're Jehovah Jireh. You're Jehovah Nisi. Oh, we come to say thank you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we bless your name today, Father God. We cast all our cares upon you because you care for us, Lord God. And we say thank you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We plead the blood of Jesus in our neighborhood today. In the mighty name of Jesus, drive out the violence in our neighborhood. Drive out the violence over the United States. Drive out the violence in the nations, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, all power is in your hands. Your wonder-working power moving in this hour, may you be continuously glorified. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus over the White House today, Father God, over the president and the vice president and their family, Father God. Cover and keep them in perfect peace, Lord God. Order their footsteps, lead and direct them in all truth. Place the right people in their path as well, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus over the whole entire Washington, D.C., Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just come to bless your name today, God. We just stop by to say how much we love you, how much we need you. We're nothing without you, Lord God. We thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind and mind to know who we are, who we belong to. We come to thank you for eyes to see, ears to hear today, Lord God. We thank you for our mouths that we can holler out hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we just bless your name today, Father God, that no weapon formed against your people should prosper. Every tongue should rise up, shall be condemned. Oh, we say thank you, Lord God. We thank you that your right hand is continuously holding each and every one of us up, Lord God. We thank you that you love us all equally, Lord God. You have no favorite child, and we say thank you. Oh, we thank you went through Galilee healing all manner of sickness and diseases. Go by city to city and state to state and heal and deliver, Lord God, that only you can do. Stop by the hospitals on today. Stop by the nursing homes on today. Stop by the sick and the shut-in in their homes on today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we bless your name today. Cover the homeless today, Lord God, in every city and every state, Lord God. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory for doing it for them right now, Father God. Open up doors for the homeless that can no man close. Close doors for the homeless that can no man open. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we just come to bless your name, bless your wonderful name. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus because you're worthy to be praised. In the midst of storms, you're still faithful. You're still wonderful. You're still awesome. You're still amazing. You're still beautiful. You're still blameless, and we say thank you. You're the potter and we're your clay. Continuously mold us, Lord God. Continuously strengthen, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up that murdering demon right now in the name of Jesus, and we loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. We bind up suicide right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You say what we bind on earth is bound in heaven. What we loose on earth is loose in heaven. We bind up that suicide demon right now, and we loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. Oppression, we bind you up, and we loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. Depression, oppression, rejection, we bind you up right now. We send you to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus. And we come to give you the praise, we give you the glory, Lord God, and we thank you for your peace that passes all understanding. My peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world give it to us. Let our hearts not be troubled, neither be afraid. We thank you for your peace today. We thank you for your joy, your strength today. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every airplane, every train, every bus, every mean of transportation today. We plead the blood. Dispatch angels all up and down the highway, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. We lift up Ruth and her entire family to you today, Father God. Continuously heal and deliver in her family, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory for doing it right now. For strengthening her sister right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way in her sister's life today, Lord God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just bless your name, Lord. You are Dr. Jesus. You are the great physician. Hallelujah. You can go where medicine can't go. You can go where x-rays can't show. You can go where doctors can't see. You can go to the root of the matter. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way. Order our footsteps this day, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. We lift up all the first responders to you today and their families, Lord God. Have your way in their lives as well, Father God. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. The gas station attendants, Lord God, all over the land, cover and keep them, Lord God, in perfect peace in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just come to bless your name for breakthroughs today. We come to magnify your name for breakthroughs today and not a breakdown, Father God. And we say thank you. But we'll break forth into joy today, Lord God. Hallelujah. The awesome day you allowed us to see, Lord God. Oh, we say thank you for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Greater is you than it is in the world, Lord God. You're greater than any situation. You're greater than any circumstance. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we fear not, for you are with us. And we say thank you for your right hand continuously holding us up. We lift up baby Michael, baby Emerald to you today, God. Continuously strengthen those babies right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name for doing it right now, Lord God. Cover their parents with the blood. In the mighty name of Jesus, let their parents be a testimony how you bringing their babies out, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way in their lives today, Lord God. And give them, we give you the praise and give you the glory for doing it, Lord God. Because all power is in your hand, all wonder-working power moving in this hour. May you be continuously glorified in the name of Jesus. In the midst of the storm, you will be glorified. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that we will continuously look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from you, and we say thank you. Thank you for this Sunday morning, Lord God. That we know who we are, who we belong to, Lord God. Oh, we just come thank you, Lord God. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. In your precious Son, Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Father. Father, we surely give your name the glory in this hour. We thank you even now, Father God, that your name is being glorified and lifted up. It is being magnified, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. We thank you even now, Lord God, that you told us, Lord God, that your ways are not our ways and your thoughts are not our thoughts. And Lord God, we pray even now, Lord God, even as we, Lord God, come to be one with you, because you say you made us in your image after your likeness, then our ways will be like your ways and our thoughts are like your thoughts. Father God, you said in your word, Lord God, that you will never leave nor forsake any of your people. You said in your word, Lord God, that we should always pray and never to faint. It is not in your, Lord God, consistency for us to, Lord God, bow down to anything that the enemy would attempt to do. And we thank you even now, Lord God, that you're causing your word to be manifested on the inside of us, because you give us your authority in the earth to do your will, Father God. And therefore, we pull down every stronghold, even the imagination that would exalt itself against the knowledge of the living God. For Father God, you said in your word that we can decree and declare a thing and it shall be even as your word.
word has said it. Father God, we take authority now in the land, Father God, in the name of Yeshua, and we decree your word. We don't cringe from your word, Lord God, but we decree your word, Lord God. We don't run from your word. We decree your word. Father God, we thank you even now because all of your word, Lord God, you said according to your word that your, Lord God, concerning your son, Lord God, it became in the volume of the book and it is written of him. And therefore, we decree and declare that it is so even in this hour, Lord God, as we stand upon your word, Lord God, as we move in your word in the name of Yeshua. You said that we able to even send your word and it shall do with that which you have decreed it to do. And therefore, we send your word, Lord God, across the land. That which, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, the enemies have set up as a plot. We know that your word, according to Psalm 35, Lord God, said they shall fall in their own trap. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now as we're pulling those, Lord God, as a brand plucked from the fire. We stand upon your word even now in this hour in the name of Yeshua. It's not according, Lord God, oh God, to the wide road. You say the narrow road and few would find it. And therefore, we stand, Lord God, upon your word, Lord God, seeking you out as a pearl, Lord God. And when we find that treasure, Lord God, we hold on to that treasure. Father God, we thank you even now, Lord God, that you're manifesting it, Lord God. You're not causing us to be moved. We're not deterred by what we see. We're not even deterred by, Lord God, the sons of the enemy would try to proclaim and say, even as he did with Babylon. It is no different. Father God, you showed us, Lord God, even in the book of Revelation, Lord God, that there was a Babylon. Oh, Father God, that was written, Lord God, according to the book of Revelation, that thing shall come down. Lord God, you said that there was something that was written across the horse's forehead. Oh, Father God, Babylon the Great. My Father God, the great harlot. But we decree and declare that your people will rise up against that spirit, that we will stand according to what your word said in the book of Thessalonians. These are they that came through the great tribulation. We will not back down, nor will we be silent, but we will take the, Lord God, the very horn and sound the alarm in the hour that we live in. Lord God, because you told us, Lord God, over and over and over and over again, or as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon the return of the Son of Man. Father God, you proclaim that we may know that it will be the same way that men will be about, Lord God, what they would not even, Lord God, hear what you were saying. But we decree in this hour that we will still cry out. We will go to the highways and we compel those, Lord God, that are in the high escalon, that they hear your word come out from among them. We go into the byways, Lord God. We go into the ones, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua. Oh God, that's in the middle category. That's in the lower category. And we call for them, come out from among them. The Father's calling us in this hour in the name of Yeshua. He's showing us, oh God, because you said in your word that there was a beast that came out of the sea. Father God, that beast, you said, was a multitude. You said it was nations, people, and tongues. It was conglomerate of them, of that person that would rise up and create a governmental system that was against the kingdom of the living God. But you showed us that ahead of time, that we would not be ignorant of the enemy's devices. Father God, you called us in this hour that we would stand with a boldness in this hour. We decree and declare that those, Lord God, that the enemy has hit and thought that they were stayed down. No, it's not according to what the enemy say. And, oh, Father, we thank you right now that you're pulling them up. Oh, Father God, it is by your word because you say be strong and courageous. It is your word, oh, Father God. You place in our mouth, oh, God, even as you said to the people when the Lord gave clarity when they spoke concerning Elijah. And he said, indeed, Elijah is here. The spirit of Elijah was on John the Baptist. Even as the spirit of Elijah will be upon the people of the living God to stand with a boldness in this hour to decree the word of God. Father God, even as we prepare, oh, Father God, for your return in the name of Yeshua, you caused us to destroy the forces of darkness. You not only did you say pull it down, you say pluck it up and root it out. And you were pacific. You say do not be afraid of the faces of the people. No, because you are when Paul went, Lord God, I'm not putting that thing up, putting my cast when he was decreeing your word. Oh, Father God, it excited the people. So said, Lord, we dare you come against our God, the great Diana. But he pulled down the strongholds of Ekesata because they came forth and said, surely if he's not who he say is, it shall be shown. But if it is, you're fighting against the hand of Almighty God. We stand upon your word, Father, in the name of Yeshua, as we crushing and annihilating, because you said in the 91st Psalm, the young lion and the dragon, we would trample under our feet. And we stand upon your word, Father, in the name of Yeshua, as we stand to destroy the forces of darkness that cause an unraveling around the minds of the people of God, that they would not even understand what the word was unfolding in this hour. But the book of Daniel said in chapter 8, oh my Father, you said in the time that would come when the fullness of the transgressor, what is that, my Father God, imagine of a course that they can't take, those that would not hear the word of God, you said that there would be one that would rise up. It is the enemy. He would rise up as a man of intrigue, a man that would understand dark sentences, and he would destroy the holy and the mighty by his craft and his policy. Understand that which is flowing across the land. That we will stand against that which is against the kingdom of God. Know this, according to Hebrew chapter 11, some of us may be martyred for the name's sake of the Lord Yeshua HaMashiach, but stand with a boldness in this hour and decree the word of God, and don't move, don't shift from what the Lord thy God has placed in your mouth. For we're not, as Paul said, am I here to please man or am I here to please God? And therefore we will stand with a boldness against the forces of darkness. We stand on behalf of our brothers and sisters in the kingdom that the enemy thought that he would shut them down, cause them not to move. But we come against the spirit of paralysis and we take authority according to Psalms 149. We worship the Lord and the beauty of his holiness. We magnify him. We exalt him. We glorify him. We dance before him. And the Father said he will place the Son of the Spirit, which is the word of God, in our hand. It will come forth out of our mouth, and it will cause us not to make it to be upon the kings. It will settle the kings. It will settle the kings. And concerning the nobles, those that are underneath that head-hunting demonic force, it will place them in chains. The Father gave us that authority. Father God, we thank you right now that you're causing your word to move in the midst of us, that you're causing your word, Lord God, not only to move in the midst of us, but to call it to go out into the, Lord God, the places, Lord God, of the territories, oh Father God, in the places, Father, in the of the places, not only the territories, but it will cause it to go, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, in the air, in the sea, and even on the land, because we were referencing spiritual demonic forces. The Father told us that in Genesis chapter, oh my Father God, in Genesis 6. When there was a group of angels that came to deceive men by mating with the daughters of men and causing demonic giants to be in the land. And the Father was specific. He said they was here before the time of the flood and after. It's letting us know that the spirit of that demonic force was moving in the land. Are we going to stand and just allow those spirits, may I call Satan name, to take down our brethren? Or will we grab the of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we will go into battle in the name of Yeshua, and we will be like Gideon's army. We will lap up the water like a dog, because we're looking around for the enemy to annihilate him. Will we allow him to take out our family? Absolutely not. The word of God said, the word is mighty even in our mouth. Send the word. We command my destruction to that which is attacked our brethren's body. No, we command Kansas to flee from the body. You have no authority. And if we were in non-belief because of the fear of the enemy has sent, Father, help our unbelief, because we're going into this battle and commanding the forces of darkness that came against the loved one to leave them. My Father God, you gave us that authority even now, and we stand with a boldness in that authority, my Father God. We stand with that boldness even now, Father. We thank you now that you're causing us to move. Move. You say move. Move. You told us to move. In this hour, in the places that you have assigned us, because concerning your people, you say we will not break rank, nor will we crowd each other, but you say each will be right in this place, and therefore we go in the name of Yeshua, HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We go into those places and we smash those who have been bound and all sorts of addictions. We pull them out. We command them. Every satanic wonder that wraps around their mind, loose their mind now. In the name of Yeshua, we command you to loose their mind now. By the authority of Yeshua, HaMashiach, we take authority now. That which came against our brethren in perversion that was sent by the marine demons, but we command you are annihilated in the name of Yeshua. We are assigned the 91st Psalm against you. Oh, Father, you said that you revealed unto us the snare of the fowler, and the fowler is a bird of prey. It's a demonic spirit that operates in the air, but we pull that satanic wonder down. Loose the people of God. Even now, we command you, loose their private parts. Loose their private parts. Come out of their spine, you snake. Come out of them now. You have no authority over their soul. You have no authority over their spirit. You have no authority over them. Doing the will of God, we command you to come down. We command, come down, religious and malachal spirits, and self-righteous and prideful spirits. We pull down the spirit of Jezebel. Oh, my Father God, that taught the people of God idolatry and sexual immorality. We pull that spirit out. We command it destroyed, and we send forth the anointing of Jehu, my son, and we deal with the 450 false prophets of Baal that invaded the temple. But we declare you cannot have our brethren across the seven continents. You have no authority over their soul. And we deal with the 400 problems of the grove that set up trees that they will go and call on satanic deities. But we pull it down now. We command you are destroyed. The altars are destroyed that was built in the foundation that we did not know of. We pull down in the foundation the spirit of the mason trees. The spirit of the Eastern Star said that you cannot have our loved ones. They do not belong to you. Father, we thank you even now, and we give your name the glory. As we pulling down that which you try to knock off, bind the minds of the people of God, but we decree that the mind is as the mind of Christ. Meditate on the word of God day and night, and then he said we will have good success according to his word in Isaiah 53:10, and the will of the Lord will prosper in your hair. We decree the will of the Lord is moving through each and every one of us. And Father, we give your name the glory, both now and forever. God, we bless your holy name. Thank you even now, Father. We bless your name forever, we do, Father. Forever and forever we do.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Laron Matthews Ministries presents the 11th year of the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
June 24th through 26th, 2022.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry.
231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. Laron Matthews, Senior Pastor, presents the 11th year Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
The theme, going viral in the midst of a virus.
On June 24th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Apostle Maury Simmons, Restoration and Truth Ministries. In Virginia on June 25th, 2022.
The mid-morning workshop begins at 10 a.m. Bishop Jesse Williams from Chicago, Illinois, and Prophet Jerry Wallace from Birmingham, Alabama.
At 7 p.m., Dr. Laron Matthews, Senior Pastor of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. On June 26th, 2022. At 11 a.m., Evangelist Gwen Marshall from Arlington, Texas.
24th through 26th, 2022.
Your hotel information, Holiday Inn Express, 13330 Cicero Avenue, Crestwood, Illinois.
Ask for the Lifeline Block.
Call area code 708-597-3330. Your registration fee is $100. Cash App Cashtag RFPIM. That's Cashtag RFPIM. PayPal, www.WeRestoreYou.org. For more information, contact 708-825-1988 or text 334-440-6152. Get your reservations together. Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference, June 24th through 26th. We definitely want you to be there.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word to tell me just what to do. Please send a word. God, I need to hear from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word. From you.
just got bad news. Life just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, and I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now, lost in the word from you. I need the word. Tell me which way. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word. Tell me what should I do, Lord? I need a word. I need a word from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. Oh, Lord, I know I need a word from you. Hey, I hear you. God, oh, stand still and believe you'll work it out. Oh, stand still and see my victory walk right in. Come with you, I will win. I need a word. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I need your word. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue a thousand times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides. In ways I can't explain and can't deny, the little that I have he multiplies. Yes, when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you.
God bless you, and I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am yours truly, Prophet Lorraine Matthews, overseer of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, and we welcome those of you who are joining us from far and from near. We bless the Lord for all that the Lord is doing and his great presence on the lives of his people. And those of you who are joining us, we give God all the praise and the glory and the honor for who he is to us, in us, and through us. And certainly, we don't take the kingdom of God lightly and all of the great things that the Lord is doing in our life and for our life on today. We bless the Lord for you, you, and you on this day and honoring him. Because if it had not been for the grace and the power of the Lord God, many of us could not be in the land of the living. But certainly we bless him for allowing us to be part of his governmental agents in the earth realm and in the kingdom of God. And certainly I want to take this time to thank our intercessors, our prayer warriors, and kingdom leaders. Thank the fosters. Appreciate you all so much. And thank God for you being able to tap into the presence and the kingdom of God with your prayer, your prayer life. I thank you all so much, Brother Gwen. I thank all of the powerful vessels that God uses to release the oil of the word of the Lord God. We thank you all on today, and to those that are preparing to join us for our awesome conference 2022. We bless the Lord for you, you, and you on today. And certainly we don't take responsibilities and duties of God's vessels lightly at all. And we bless the Lord for you, those who are joining us via the social media platform. Please share with others, those who are connecting with us now. Please share with others as well. Thank you on today that you are part of the great move that's in the land that God is using right now. We honor the Lord for you on today. And certainly, I tell you, I don't take the kingdom of God and his people lightly. Many of us, we are in a pivotal time in this season of our life, month and year. And so we really need to embrace and embellish what God is doing for our lives and for the lives of his people. Bless you on today. Bless you on today. Kingdom leaders, thank you all today. Thank you, Administrator Brian, and those of you who are connecting with us right now. Please share with others. Let them know so that they can be blessed by the word of God that comes alive in the lives of his people and the lives of the people of God from all over the world. We thank God for you on today. And once again, I don't take the word of God lightly. This is a very, very, very pivotal time in the kingdom of God, especially where we lie as it relates to the state of church, the state of the kingdom of God, and how important it is for so many of us today. So bless you, bless you, bless you, man of God. Bless you, woman of God, and people of God on today. Bless you, and thank God for you on this day. Pray with me if you would, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for this day. We honor you for this day. We glorify, we magnify your name, and we know that it's in your name that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. Father, we stand in on the word of God from the book of Jeremiah 33:3. You said, if we call upon your name, you will answer us. Then you will show us great and mighty things which thou knowest not. You said in Luke 18:1, unto this end, that man ought to always to pray and to not faint. And Father, we're not going to faint in this season, God, because you said our strength will be small. Now, God, engage us into the eternal things of you, God, and that we will operate in the timetable of you. Father, we thank you for right now. We give you praise, glory, and honor, and it is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen to the Lamb of God. Bless the people of God. Once again, thank you so much for joining us and connecting with us. We're going to share today, over the last 10 years of ministry in my life, I've been really concerned about my life personally and the state of the believers in the kingdom of God and those that are preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Some things have really opened my spirit up to do in-depth teaching and studying on historicity and etymology of God's word and to bring his word alive to God's people. I've been brought up in a family that lived, was brought up and taught holiness, the righteousness of God. We were taught the ways of God, the moral principles. My parents have been married over 60 plus years. Both of them are still in the land of the living. I honor the Lord for them and all the impact that they have made on my life and the lives of so many people. And as I was talking with some of my colleagues in ministry last night, I was dealing with a problematic, one of my colleagues was dealing with a problematic text as it relates to the word of God. And as we were talking and sharing, we really needed to go into the depths of ministry and to be able to release the word of God. So many things that have been taught to us about the word of God has been taught from a place of what they learned or learned from family members, learned from people who we know or those who connected with us. We learn from all of those elements and all of those standpoints. And we have preached and taught, many of us, we've created what theological presentation of the word is. Many have been taught from a perspective of different calendars of year, whether it's Gregorian calendar or the Judaic calendar. We have been taught so many things that have left many of us tainted to the actual truth of God's word and somewhat mind-boggling of his word, and to bring it alive to the people. And I don't claim to be an expert in the Bible, but what I will say is that through my experience, my relationship with God, and even my studies of the Word of God, many things that we have been taught from a place of error and not from the place of revealing the history of events and bringing the Bible alive to the people. And so many times in this season of our life, as I teach on different platforms in arena about the Word of God and bring the Word of God alive to the people, it becomes conflict because of how we have been taught about God's Word. Now, many of you know, over the last several years, we've been teaching from the book of Daniel. We're not going to go there today. I want to deal with briefly today, and I hope it can be brief, but I want to deal with today Pentecost, because many of us, people that are preparing the service, Pentecost service, the celebration of Pentecost, and really they don't understand the depths of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 1, and then Acts chapter 2, that deals with Pentecost from the New Testament. Now, when you read the Word of God from the book of Acts, you're reading it from the New Testament church being established, and the New Testament church being established. But I want to go into a little bit more depth of the actual event of Pentecost and what it meant to us, and then how we took it at the believers or the Christian. Now, when many people, we hear, when we talk about being a Christian, I have to be very sensitive when I say that. We're talking about Christian is really a pagan word, a pagan word that we get, the word Christian. The church at Acts were the believers. They were the believers of Yeshua, which is the Latin word, Jesus. So his actual name was Yeshua HaMashiach, and he would be the Messiah. He would be known as the Messiah who will come and be that perfect sacrifice for humanity. And he will be the perfect sacrifice in the bloodline of the Jewish bloodline. And he will be that seed that will bring us into understanding exactly what it's all about. Now, we all talk about it, but I'm going to take you into a little depth of it so that you can have some understanding. So now when many of you are going to churches or you're following things along the way, you will have a clear understanding of what Pentecost is all about. Many people wait for that time of the year where we celebrate the Pentecost service. But Pentecost was actually a feast. And it began you hear about it from Exodus 25, Leviticus 16, Numbers 28, Deuteronomy 16. Now, when you read the Bible and understand it, when we tap into the different events or the feast of the year, different feasts of the year, we're talking about Pentecost being a Jewish event. And when you go into talking about Pentecost, you have to talk about its actual event and why it was important to us or to the Jewish people. So what is Pentecost and where did Pentecost come from? Where did it come from? And let's go right into that and to talk about that and give the people a little bit more clarity and understanding. If you go back and read the Old Testament, the Old Testament is what we call theology. It's the study of God's divine will. Old Testament, the study of God's divine will. And you can share with others. Go ahead and share if you would. I appreciate it. And when you read the gospel, you read what we call Christology, Christology. And that's the study of Yeshua or Jesus. So theology opens us up to understand that what theology, God or Elohim, and then under Elohim, you get the Old Testament. So theology is the study of God, Elohim, Old Testament. And what was pivotal for the Old Testament is the word temple. It was birthed from the word tent, temple. Because most people in the Old Testament, the Jews, were considered, they were considered tent people before 1947 when we actually became a state over in Israel. They were considered tent people. You get the tent with temple, the highest peak. Now, when you reach a temple, then it goes further to say the mind of God, which you get out of the Old Testament, is you get theology, which is the study of Elohim. And in the ministry, or they operate from the temple, the tent people, the temple. And it was the mind of God. Then when you deal with Christology, that's the four books of what we call gospel. That's the study of Yeshua HaMashiach, what we call Christology, the study of the kingdom. You get the kingdom from that standpoint. And then out of that, the kingdom is the body of Jesus or the body of Christ, the body of Christ. Then after that, what you get, anything after that is Acts. And going all the way, stop at Revelation. What you get from there is what we call pneumatology, the paraclete, the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the teacher, it's the Spirit of God. And that's New Testament. That's when the church is actually established, the church. And then it's the Spirit. Both brings us into what? It brings us into creation, new creature, the greatness of God, the things of God, relationship with God. Out of that place, then you get eschatology, revelation, the end time, end of an era, end of a dispensation, end of a time. So you have theology, Christology, pneumatology, and then what we call eschatology, which is revelation, for what we call ology, studies in the Bible. And these were all important for us to get a clear understanding of the Word of God and how it meant to us and gave us understanding of his word, the timing of his word, and the timing of God's word. And so many times when you begin to tap or teach the actual revelation of the word of God, it becomes conflict. You lose people. People don't agree. And that's when you deal with what we call apologetics. Apologetics is set up to what we call defending the Bible or defending the word. I'm a defender of his word. So God, people can understand you're defending the word. You're a defender of his word. And many people, they really can't defend his word because they have not studied his word. They can only defend it based upon what they have been taught from pulpits or from that leader or the training they've been into. But to actually tap into his word to understand the event of the biblical phenomena, one must open his mind to the creativity of God so that God can reveal those things to you. There's history of books that are written that are outside of these books, outside of the 1611, which had the Gideon book that dealt with events prior to that time. After 1611 and the 26 scholars coming together, having permission to do what? To rewrite the actual Bible that became what we call the King James Version of the Bible. The King James Version of the Bible was written from that perspective by 26 scholars who sat down and took it. And so they were, whether it was written from the what we call the English language or the English translation of the Bible. Now, the problem with most people who are religiously deep when it comes to talking about the King James their argument that King James was a homosexual. So how can he write the Bible? Well, let me explain. King James did not write the Bible. He gave the authorization for it to be written under his authority as king. And so therefore, what you get is the King James Version because he was the authorizer of the book. So therefore, he wrote it. And the scholars who wrote it and the 26 scholars from around the world came together and went in. So what you get in the Bible is not the infallible word of God. What you get is a translation of the word of God. The Bible is a translation of the word of God. So it's not infallible. It's a translation. When I say translation, there are men and women who have been inspired by God to write the Bible by revelation or what God revealed to him, to them. That's why you have a number of different Bibles that we read from to give clarity and understanding for people to have more knowledge of the Bible or for somebody to make it easier for you to read. My version of the Bible I love is the King James Version, or I like to read what we call the Septuagint Bible. I'm one who's a, when it calls, when I study, is I like to go in depth to really take the people into the depth of God's mind, will, and spirit. So when you go back to the origin of the Bible, you have to literally go back to the Phoenician language or the Semitic language or what we call Arabic language, Arabic and Hebrew, to understand the Word of God, especially the Old Testament. Because the Old Testament Bible is what we call concealed. All of the information in the Old Testament was concealed until Jesus came, which is Yeshua. Then what he did is he revealed it. Now, what's pivotal for many of us now is to fulfill what Jesus revealed that was concealed. So the theology is the divine will of God for us to understand what was concealed. But Jesus, Yeshua, came on and did what? He revealed it. Now, we are the fulfillers. And the only way you can fulfill the word of God is to understand what was what? What was revealed through Yeshua that was concealed in the word of God so that we will be able to understand exactly to the details of all of the things that are going on. Most people who celebrate the Bible from a pagan standpoint, it leads you away from God. Everything you study in its origin of God brings you to God. So you don't celebrate events. You celebrate him who established feast so that you be able to follow his presence and his will through each particular event of the year. And you will follow that. And the Judaism is very pivotal to understand days, time, and months of the Bible so people can walk, breathe, and live and know the times of the year of things. The Jewish calendar is the closest of them to identify Jesus, whether he was his birth, his death, burial, resurrection, power, and bring us close to really understanding who he is and what he is for us. So you have the word of God with understanding and give you clarity of the word of God and some understanding of his life and the ministry of Jesus and how important it was for us to really understand who he was and what he was about, to understand the altars and understand the feasts and understand the sacrifice and who was supposed to be on the altar and the standard and the principle of those events, biblical events. So it's important to know that and to have your mind clearly in the things of the Lord. So if you go back and read Old Testament, you would discover Pentecost was one of the Jewish feast days. Only they didn't call it Pentecost. That the Greek name, that's the Greek name, actually the Greek. The Jews call it the Feast of Harvest and the Feast of Weeks. It was mentioned in five places in the first five books, Exodus 23, Exodus 24, Leviticus 16, Numbers 28, Deuteronomy 16. What is the origin of Pentecost? Pentecost was a celebration of the beginning of the early weeks of harvest in Palestine. And there were two harvests each year. The early harvest came during the month of May and June. The final harvest came in the fall. Pentecost was a celebration of the beginning of the early wheat harvest. Very important to understand that, which meant Pentecost always fell during the middle month of May and June and early June. There were several festivals celebrated in observation that took place before Pentecost. There was the Passover. There was the unleavened bread. And there was the feast of the first fruit, feast of the first fruit, and the celebration of the beginning of barley harvest. Here, they would figure out the date of Pentecost. They would understand it from that. According to Old Testament, they would go to the day of celebration of first fruit, the beginning, which that day would be counted off 50 days. The 50th day would be the day of Pentecost. 50 days would be the day of Pentecost. So the first fruit in the beginning of barley harvest in Pentecost in the celebration of the beginning of the wheat harvest. Since it was always 50 days after the first fruit, since the 50 days equaled 7 weeks, it always came a week of the came became or always came a week of the weeks. Later, therefore, either the feast of harvest or the feast of the week, Pentecost. Now, we all know that this day is the first, the day of Pentecost. It's Pentecost Sunday, celebrated this day. Modern day Christian observe it as a holiday. Modern day observe Pentecost as a holiday, not to celebrate the wheat harvest, but to remember when the Holy Spirit invaded or came up in Acts 2. On Pentecost Day, the Holy Spirit filled the church with power and added new believers. They were called the believers. The account in Acts 2 reports after Jesus ascended into heaven, Jesus' followers would gather together for the feast of harvest, Pentecost, and the Holy Spirit filled the house and where they were sitting, Acts 2 and 2. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. They were enabling them. Now, when you read it, let's understand the Pentecost and how important it is when you understand the speaking in tongues. Let me go there because I gave you some details. I'm going to try to put a quart in a pint and a pint in a quart and move you around. Now, Leviticus, to me, is a very profound book, especially Leviticus chapter 23, Leviticus chapter 23, because Leviticus is the season of the festival. And you have the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread. You have the festival of the first fruits. Then you have the festival of Pentecost. Now, let me read to you the festival of the Pentecost so that we can all have understanding and we'll have clarity. I believe that as a teacher, many of us now really need to engage into that relationship with God and understand how important Pentecost is and was, but how important it was for the Old Testament, so believers will know exactly to the detail what things mean to them biblically. If you're going to serve God, you might as well serve him from truth and not from what was given to us as truth or by inspired people who came in and changed translation. Let's look at the Feast of Pentecost. And ye shall, this is Leviticus chapter 23, verse 15, and ye shall count unto you for the morrow after the Sabbath from the day that ye brought the sheaf of the wave offering. 7 Sabbaths shall be complete, even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath. Ye shall number 50 days and you shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord, and ye shall bring out of your habitation 2 wave loaves and 2 tenth veal, and they shall be for fine flour, and they shall be baked with unleavened, and they are the first fruit unto what? The Lord. Now, and ye shall offer with the bread 7 lambs without blemish, the first year, and 1 young bullock and 2 rams, and they shall be what? Be for a burnt offering unto the Lord, with your meat offering and their drink offering, even offer made by fire of sweet savior unto the Lord. And then ye shall do what? Sacrifice 1 kid of goat for a sin offering, and 2 lambs for lamb first year for a sacrifice, a peace offering. And the priest shall weigh them with the bread of the first fruit, a wave offering before the Lord, with 2 lambs, and they shall be holy to the Lord for the priest. And ye shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it may be holy convocation unto you, and ye shall do no service therein. It shall be a statute forever in all dwellings throughout generations. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corner of the field when thou reapest, neither shalt thou gather any gleaning of the harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the poor and to the what? Stranger. And I am the Lord your God. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the 7th month, in the first day of the 7th month, shall ye have the Sabbath, a memorial, and blowing the trumpet, and the holy convocation. And ye shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. Now, that's the Feast of the Pentecost, the Feast of the Pentecost, which we have is the event of the Feast of the Pentecost. These were all celebratory events that were established under the Judaism calendar. Then you had the Day of Atonement, then the Festival of Tabernacle. All of these were events and feasts. Now, let's go over to the book of Acts. Now, when we go over to the book of Acts, we move in from what we call theology. Theology is the study of Elohim. Now, when we read the Word of God and study it, everything you see in the Word of God that says God, the translation was changed from Elohim. It was changed to God. Now, and I just believe that many of the changing of the words that they changed here was changing based upon what we study or what we learn, or from most of it comes based upon what I call the Catholic Church or Catholicism, and that word means universal. The Catholic Church, a lot of changing, and then the translation of some writing that were given. So when you see the word God here, in places in the Bible, when you read God, it actually should have been Elohim, would have been there. It's just almost like you hear the word Gentile. The actual word of Gentile was called nations. It was actually the word nation that was there. And so people can really understand the word of God. Let me tell you something, saints of God. So much is getting ready to happen in our land and in the world. And many of you are feeling it. You're feeling it. This month, I'm telling you, there's a wind blowing heavily this month, and it's affecting the substratum of people's mind, their thoughts, and their will. And there's something, people of God, that's getting ready to come. And we can talk about all of the great things of the God and his power and his presence, and it is so. However, there is something coming in the land that's going to shake the very foundation, especially of America and other countries around. So there's a shaking coming. I even told the people you're going to see a major shaking come. Everybody, keep your eyes locked on the royal family. Keep your eyes fixated on there. Don't deviate. Keep your eyes on the royal family, Buckingham Palace, Windsor. Keep your eyes on the palace. Keep your eyes fixed on Queen Elizabeth. They just had her 70th-year celebration, and this was the first time in history the celebration. She was not in presence. She came to the balcony. They saw her, but she went back in. So there is some things happening in the land. Keep your eyes connected to the White House. Keep your eyes connected to the White House. I want to say one more thing here, but I won't deal with it now because I want us to keep us right in this vein of understanding the teaching that I'm sharing today about Pentecost. We're moving from what we call Old Testament, which is theology. Now we're going past Christology, which is the four books, into what we call pneumatology, which is the presence of God, of His Holy Spirit. So let's go over to the book of Acts. Now, I want to share something when you read the book of Acts here, because once again, we're moving from actual Hebrew to Greek. We're going into understanding Greek, the Greek language. Now, Greek is more what I call descriptive. Old Testament is definitive, more definitive. But Greek is more descriptive. So the stories are applied and told. So when you read the book of Acts begins where the Gospels end and leave off, reporting the action. So when you read the book of Acts, what you're doing is you're reading the book of action. You're reading action of what the apostles and the work of the Holy Spirit and the beginning in Jerusalem. The church was established and growing rapidly and then faced intense persecution, which drove many of the believers out into the surrounding areas around throughout the dispersion, Samaritan, Gentile, what we call nation. Hear the good news of what was taught to them about the presence of Yeshua. Yeshua's biggest battle was with those, what we call Pharisees and Sadducees, two select people in the religious of the world. The Pharisees were devout believers of the Word of God, or the Quran, the word that's a type. Now, you get that word literally meaning the teacher. The word, and they kept the letter. They kept everything, the law to the letter. They kept everything specifically to the letter. Then the Gentile, or the Pharisees and the Sadducees, correction, were another select of people of the Sanhedrin priests. Now, they didn't believe in what we call miracles, signs and wonders, demonstration, angel. They didn't believe in all of those things. So you had two select people, but they came together to emerge against what Yeshua will actually do, what he will actually for, he will actually reveal. He came to reveal everything that was concealed. Anything that was concealed, he revealed it through his obedience. His obedience opened things up to be revealed in the Bible that was there. He was a revealer. That's why he used parables in the Bible. And these parables will only can be revealed to those who what? Those who receive and believe what Jesus, Yeshua, did. And those who believe was allowed to tap into the mysteries of the kingdom of God, the mysterious of the Word of God. And they were able to tap into those things to understand his life, his power, his presence. So when you hear people talk about the gospel, what you hear them talk about is the Yeshua life. They talk about his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Now, those are important, but they never mention his power. You have to have power to do what Jesus did, to have life, death, burial, and resurrection. Power. So when you go to chapter number 2, chapter 1 of the book of Acts, what do they talk about? You must have power to understand his presence. Because when you get here, you'll understand it was about the treaty of Theophilus. Theophilus, one of all, old Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day which he was taken up. After that, through the Holy Ghost, was given command unto the apostle whom he had chosen, of whom also showed himself alive after his passion by what? Many infallible proof being seen of him 40 days and speaking of what? Him, things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with him, commanded them that they should not depart Jerusalem, but what? That they should wait. Commanded that they don't, but wait for the promises of the Father, actually Elohim, which said he, now listen to this, ye have heard of me, for John truly baptized with water, but ye baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. So what you get, when you look at what we call Baptist churches, what you're getting, because most people are like, well, they're Baptist. This is the person of Baptist. The word Baptist came out of the word baptizers. They were baptizers of the world. They were baptizers of who? John the Baptist. So you get the word baptizer. So when you read the Baptist, St. John, missionary Baptist, Paul Baptist, this Baptist. People are, well, the Baptist ain't saved, but they were the baptizer of the word. My call and a lot of things that we do, it's because of our religion, denomination, and religiosity of people. So we choose who's saved and who's not saved. You're not the chooser of who's saved and not saved. Your life is in the Bible or the Word of God. One must serve God. And the key to Holy Spirit is to live life morally, morality. See, what we talk about, we put rules on people. But really, to live a holy life is to live morally right. So that means that if you are a saved, sanctified person, filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, fire baptized, none of you should be supporting candidates that believe in homosexuality, believe in abortion, believe in perversion, all of these things. But guess what? Y'all support that stuff. So how is it that you could say Baptists aren't saved and you're going along and electing people that are immoral? See, we got to take a stand. If you're going to say somebody is saved, then you got to live this day instead of playing with this day and acting like you got it together. Because if you live this day, then you live morally right. You follow what I'm saying? Because in the Word of God, it comes alive to the lives of the people. That's why most people, you can't really judge nobody. Many people can't judge nobody. You know why? Because you begin to judge somebody, you better get the rock for yourself. That's why Jesus said in John, I believe chapter 8, when the woman was caught in adultery. Now, she was caught in adultery. What did they do? They only brought the woman. But guess who were always there? The men were there. And then what they did, tempting Jesus, said to him, what are the word of God? What did Moses say about that? Jesus stooping down, writing on the sand. Because when you understand sand, you have to understand it for a Jewish celebration. When they have a wedding, they will have sand there. So he would just write on a celebration to let them know, this woman, what y'all bringing to me, is to tempt me. So he says to them, when he got up again, he said, he who is without sin among you cast the first stone. But guess what they said here? They brought a woman caught in the act. She was caught in the act of adultery. So therefore, somebody came in there, and they were doing what? Watching the woman have sex with a man. So they were caught in the act. They caught her in the act. So can I say those pornographers? Because anybody watching somebody have sex, you're a pornographer. You're in pornography because you're watching sex. So therefore, they was caught her in the act of it. Now, who did they bring? The woman. So what happened to the man? They didn't bring him. They caught her in the act. So Jesus said, he who is without a sin among you cast the first stone. So therefore, those who were there, beginning with the chief priest or the chief elder, all walked backwards out. And Jesus, standing there with the woman of God, said, Look to the woman of God. Look what he said to her. He said, woman, your sins have been forgiven you. He said, go and sin no more. Why? Because so many people in the world, they are creating what they call the righteousness. They call the rule. But most people don't follow the moral principle of the kingdom of God. Amen. Now, and this is what I was sharing too when I'm dealing with Pentecost, because when you start dealing with Pentecost and the move of the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit, which what people celebrate on the day of Pentecost. Here's what he said. Let me finish this verse in chapter number 1 and bring you home to understand this. Verse 6, he said, and when they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will thou at that time restore again the kingdom of what? Israel, the kingdom of Israel. That was a question there. And he said unto them, it is not. Now listen to this, people. It is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father has put in his own power. So it was not for them to know how the Spirit of God will fall on you and how the Spirit of God will come upon you. It is not for them to know. When you receive the Holy Spirit, God come upon you. You can be in a mall. You can be in a grocery store. You can be in a bedroom with somebody else and not be with your husband or your boyfriend. And if God come upon you and the Spirit of God come upon you, he can bring you the Holy Spirit and you're changed and converted. So, because they were waiting for a sign. People were waiting for a sign of what was present was. God can meet you right where you at. So what he was saying is that you are looking for a sign. I am the presence, because it's the presence of God. His presence is there for you. And many people don't understand how other people get saved or accept Jesus as their Lord. It's his indwelling power of God. See, the thing about the Holy Spirit is that you didn't find God. God found you, the word of God said. He found you. Me, he found me. I wasn't interested so much in going, being in saved, because I had other things I was trying to do in my life. And some of you all had mine to do the same thing too. Not that God wasn't dealing with me and speaking to me, but he dealt with me. He began to deal with me in my life. I made some transitions in life. God starts speaking to my life, and I'm walking, and God starts talking to me, and he starts speaking to my spirit. And as he starts speaking to my spirit, what I've been taught and taught by my parents, it came back to me. And now most of what I've been taught is that my salvation, I'm serving God so I won't go to hell. Now, if you see a lot of people today, they're serving God so they won't go to hell. They're not serving God because of his sovereignty or his love for us. Now I could say I serve God because I love him, because of what I see he's doing for my life, my family life, the miracle, the power, the innate ability of God inside me, his dwelling spirit. So because of the love of God in me, I'm able to have what we call prophetic grace or apostolic grace on my life. I'm able to carry the presence of God on my life. Why? Because I have a love and appreciation for God, because God brought me out of things in my life. God brought me out of the broken place, the destitute. Now, am I where I should be? Absolutely not. But am I where I used to be? Absolutely. You better believe it. Because I'm not where I used to be, but I'm a long way from where I used to be. So we're all growing and developing in the things of God, so you can have a relationship with God. And having that relationship with God is to bring you. Now, somebody said, well, if you're not where you at in God, then you're not holy. No, that's not the case. See, there's always a development. I'm not where I'm at because I want more of God. If I feel like I'm okay where I'm at in God, then it's time for me to leave. There's more that I want from God. You follow me? There's more that you must want from God. You don't want to limit yourself to where you at in God. You want more of him. There's a level. There's a dimension that you want to go in the kingdom of God to be at that place with the Most High. with the presence of Elohim and the presence and the glory of God on your life. So I'm not where I need to be. I want greater from God, and I want to go greater in God. I want to be greater in the things of God so I can be at a place in him. Let's read on God. Verse 7, I'm reading that again. He said, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father has put in his own power, which the Father put in his own power unto you, but ye shall receive power. Now listen to this, people. You shall receive what? Power. After that, the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit come upon you, and ye shall do what? Witness unto both Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the world. You must understand, to be able to do the kingdom of God, you have to have power. You know what? A lot of people don't have, can't do what they need to do because they don't have power. The paraclete, the presence of God, power, the dunamis power, the exousias power, authority, and walking in the power of authority. To walk in the power of authority, you walk in the power of a spiritual dimension in God. When you walk in that spiritual dimension in God, you able to overcome. See, what the people don't understand, you must be able to conquer the sin nature. You see, you can't fight sin. Ain't nobody going to be able to fight sin. You better fight the good fight of faith. Now, what you need to with sin, you got to conquer sin. You have to conquer the nature. You got to conquer that thing which you want to do. You got to conquer it. Conquering it means I can overcome it. Some people overcome nightly. Some people may go through life trying to overcome certain things. But you got to be able to conquer the sin nature. Because when you're able to conquer something, you're able to defeat it. And then when you defeat it, you're mature in that thing. And therefore, that thing you don't have a desire for. Some people have to wait the latter years in their life to get over stuff because their body can't do what they used to do. So thank God that the body can't do what they used to do, because if it didn't, you'll still be doing some stuff you ain't had no business doing. Are you following me? So you have to be able to conquer certain things. People have to be able to overcome things and conquer those things to be able to overcome the kingdom of God. And that's why I was talking to some of my colleagues, because one of the things people are known to say to people is that grace runs out. Well, I have to beg to differ. You know, the Lord God said, my spirit won't dwell always with man. But I don't see it in the Bible where it said grace ran out. See, if you got prophetic and apostolic grace, you have a mercy on your life, or grace. See, it's people who determine when grace run out. Because when they get tired of people, then they say their grace run out. God's grace is sufficient. He said his mercy is renewed daily. So his power and his presence is upon us. See, you got to understand, it ain't how you start in the kingdom of God. It's how you finish in the kingdom of God. And it's not a doormat, a way to say grace is not a rocking chair that you rock in, but grace is the sufficient power of God in the middle of the struggling person who have not came to the maturity and the development of who they are in the kingdom of God. Oh, that's going to bless somebody today. Because you got to come to a place in God. When people say, oh, the grace of God runs out. Show me in the Bible. Because we all talking about the grace of God. Because his mercy is renewed daily. And then when his mercy is renewed daily, it's refreshed in you. You got to, that's why many people don't have the power to walk in a place of grace or mercy. Because why? They don't have mercy on no one. Why? Because they don't feel everybody should have mercy. They don't believe people should have mercy. You got people that believe some folks should have mercy and some people should have mercy. God is the determining factor of life and death in mankind. You can't determine somebody's salvation based upon what? They made a mistake or how they got angry or how they feel. Because everybody goes through issues in their life. The grace of God covers the errors of people. And when you deal with error, this thing which you deal with a word called it's called harshiology. It's the study of sin, or what we call the spirit of error. So when you study harshiology, it's the study of sin, or the word, the spirit of error. Many people have errors, and there are people in ministry that are errors. Let me tell you something right now. Now, how is it that a man, a woman of God, now you are a born-again believer, you shouting, preaching God, loving the Lord, and then you preach the last seven words of Jesus on a Friday night and open your mouth and say, Jesus rose early Sunday morning. He died today. Now, why? Now, is that a man or woman of God? No. Well, you say, well, Prophet Matthew, because Jesus can't die on a Friday and raised on a Sunday, and that's a day and a half. You're a liar. And the word of God says liars, homemongers, and adulterers are going to take their part in the lake of fire. So why preach something and say and tell everybody live holy, but you preaching the last seven words of Jesus, and that's a lie. You preaching a lie to the people. But see, you see what I'm saying? You got self-righteous people that only want to preach what's right. But you're going to preach that he died and rose early Sunday morning, when if you study the actual understanding of Yeshua, that he rose in the evening time. He died in the evening time. You follow me? He can't rise in the early morning. You study in Nimrod, the ancient spirit, and you have a lot of people who want to yield holiness when holiness is morally right. It's moral value. See, you got to understand, we can't be wishy-washy in this season. You got a lot of people wishy-washy. You can't have part of God and then you throw the rest away. You can't celebrate all of these ancient festivals because they don't lead you to God. They lead you away from the presence of God. I know we got people who love to celebrate Christmas. It's okay. If that's what you do, that's your privilege and your right. But if we're going to celebrate it, we got to celebrate what's right. Okay, so one sister said, well, that's the day they gave us. Who gave you that day? If you study Christmas or St. Nicholas, a priest called St. Nicholas back in 1600s, of the priest. So you got to understand, who gave you the manger? Who gave you those things? See, if we're going to study the word of God to the people and come and bring them to understanding the word of God to bring you up to Pentecost, because I want to bring you up to Pentecost so people can understand. When you got Pentecost, what would you really do? You got the feast of the harvest, the feast of the week. See, we got to understand that we talk about speaking in tongues, but we ain't got no money. We talking about a feast. We talking about the feast of harvest, the time of harvest, the time to be able to have the things of the kingdom of God. So we made Pentecostalism, but we are Pentecostal people. So what are you? You're feast people, because when you talk about Pentecost, what you're talking about here, that I already explained it to the people. Let me bring you back up to speed so you can understand. Now I speak in tongues, glory to God, and you speak in tongues, glory to God. So we're not taking away from the Holy Spirit, because there are gifts of tongues and there are diverse kinds of tongues. And then some people, if you don't speak in the tongue that they speak, then you don't have their tongue. You got a lot of people that be in churches, they all speak the same tongue. But guess what? They won't speak to you. So is that the Holy Spirit? Because, see, if you can't speak to me as your brother, but you can get in there speaking all kinds of tongues, then you're in error. Because if you love me as your brother, then if I'm speaking in tongues and then you can't speak to me in English, then there's a problem and there's an issue in your life. Because we got a lot of people that can speak in tongues, but they on the down low. Speak in tongues, but they liars. Speak in tongues, but they fornicate. Speak in tongues, they doing crazy stuff. Speaking in tongues, they'll hurt you in a minute. Speaking in tongues, they'll put their mouths on you. See, but they'll speak in a language, but everything they did is not the language of God. So we have to understand, if we're going to do this thing, we got to do it from the perspective of the word of God. I'm telling you, people of God, something's coming. Oh, it's coming. It's coming, and it's going to come. Listen to me. What's coming is going to come so suddenly. It's going to be settled. All of a sudden, it's going to be real settled. But all of a sudden, something's going to hit the land, people of God. Oh, y'all better be ready. Buckle your seatbelt up. Because whatever was coming, it ain't going to be just like what you think. It's going to come suddenly. It's going to be settled. It's going to come. You see the gas prices up. You see things are going up. There's something coming in the land. It's almost like the death angel visiting again around the world. It's coming. There's something coming, and it's starting at the top, coming down. I told you, when y'all see, let me say this: when y'all see what's getting ready to hit the White House and hit Queen Elizabeth, and then the Catholic Church, those are the three ancient what you call kingdoms, the mother kingdom, but specifically that one. And you're gonna see some stuff come out of China, over in Europe, over in those countries over there, because it's coming. See. What God is doing, see, his plan ain't like our plan. What did I say? We don't know the time. What do you say in verse 7? And he said unto them, it is not for you know though the time and the season which the Father has put in his own power. See, we can't live in a world that goes beyond the moral climate, when you go beyond the moral climate of the Word of God, then you call God to execute judgment on a nation of people. I know what they told you you can do. I know what they told you you can live. That's right. But you're causing the hand of God to execute judgment on the people. Let me go and take us on over so we understand. And when he has spoken, this is verse 9, and when he has spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up in the cloud, received them out of sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward the heaven as he went up, beheld, two men stood by them in what? White apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall be what? So come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Now they will replace it. This will be the replacement here. But I want to deal with this right here so people can understand. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, the feast of Pentecost, the feast of the harvest, the feast of the barley, the feast of the wheat were fully come. They were all in one accord in one place. Now we're talking about, and here's what he said, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a what, rushing mighty wind. Now, theology, when we go to theology and we talk about the feast of the year, we talk about Pentecost, the book of Leviticus will deal with the priest, the order of the priest, the Levitical priesthood, gives a different record of recording. So the Christian believer, which is a pagan word anyway, the believer gets it from this perspective. We get it with the indwelling spirit of tongues. Now, let's go down. Let me read it. Here. And there appeared unto them cloven tongue like fire. It set upon each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, listen to this. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men of every nation under the heaven. Now, when this was noise abroad, the multitude came and gathered and were confounded because what? That every man had heard them speak in what? In his own language. See, these people were speaking in their own language. They were speaking in their own language. And God transcends. He was able to allow them to understand in their own language. They were in what? Their own language. So that the Spirit of God came on them. The Spirit of God dwelt on them. See, you see, let me put it like that. The Spirit of God was in them. You have to have him in you so that you can move in the spirit of the Holy Ghost and Holy Spirit. And here, and they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galilean? And now, and how are we, every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Now, he gives all of the city, the nation in it, and we're able to understand the languages. People were coming to understand the languages. We took Pentecost as you as the indwelling spirit of God. Let me tell you something. Let me tell people something. Look, you got to have power to deal with the devil. And see, you got to have power to be able to cast the devil out. Now, you ever hear people say, I plead the blood. I plead the blood over the devil. You can't plead the blood. You got to say to the Lord God, rebuke you. You got to rebuke him. You can't plead blood. I plead the blood over the devil. Devil ain't sticking to you pleading anything. Well, you're going to plead him. You got to take authority over him. Cast the devil out. Say to the Lord God, rebuke you. I bind you up. Overrule. You got to overrule demonic spirit. See, we got all different types of things mixed up. The body of Christ and the believers must understand the power of the presence of God on your life and the ability to move in the things of God and bring the word of God alive to God's people. I know some people are a little upset with what I'm sharing with you, but that's okay. Go do like I'm doing. Study the word of God so you'll be able to understand the word of God and bring it alive to people. Bring it alive to people. See, we teach the people how to speak in tongues. You can't teach somebody how to speak in tongues. The Spirit of God must come upon you. It's got to become upon you. The Spirit of God must come upon you. And when the Spirit of God come upon you, then you can flow in the Spirit of God. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. The Spirit of God will come upon you and give you power and authority. And if you carrying the Spirit of God and speaking in tongues, you should be able to have the authority over your life. You should be able to have self-control. Some people don't got self-control. Why is it easy for somebody to lie, to deceive, and not feel guilty, to do what you do? Oh, man, as believers, we have to live this thing. Even when you're casting out spirits, you ain't got to knock people down. Sometimes people don't have to spit up blood. I mean, the Spirit of God, even in the Word of God said, when Satan went into Jesus went into the temple and cast the devil out, he came out with no harm. People shouldn't be hurt and falling out harm because you have the power over the devil, power over these spirits. We sometimes making people, we're making things hard when it should be hard when you serve God. If everyone live morally right, you're going to enter the kingdom of God because you're living morally right. See, and we taking people away from the moral principle of the kingdom of God. You got to know God. Ain't no way in the world you should, if you got the power, okay, if I got the power, I'm sitting there yelling, come out, come out, come out. Come out of what? You ain't got to be doing all of that. You know, you sweating. Some of you wearing clothes, your clothes about to fall out, trying to make something come out. No, you got to have authority and power. Jesus had power over the enemy. And you know how he had power over the enemy? Because he had power over the spirit realm. He had power in the spirit realm. So when he cast out the devil, the demons came out and the people were not harmed. See, we try to get people delivered, and deliverance is for who? It's for the saved. Salvation is for the sinner. And we're going to flow in deliverance, then you have to have a type of grace on your life. Because some people ain't telling people what they need and how they need deliverance. There's a whole lot of people need deliverance, but they ain't going in some deliverance land because the people got the wrong spirit. You try to get Jason out of me, and you ain't even got Jason out of you. You got to be able to understand the power and the presence of God on your life. Man, I'm telling you, to be able to move in the presence of God, to move in the Spirit of the Lord God. You have people in churches. They said, go into your heavenly language. Stop. Go into your heavenly language. Stop. That's playing with God. How you going to speak in tongues and go speak in tongues? Everybody in your spirit, stop. Everybody speaking in tongues, stop. That's playing with God. Because the Holy Spirit is not something to play with. Don't tell people speak in tongues, stop. People say, stop. That's playing with God. And see, we're doing all of this foolishness. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. It's an indwelling presence and power of God on people's lives. Oh, speaking tongues. Oh, stop now. Speaking tongues. Stop. You know, and the Holy Spirit, you must be filled with that Spirit. And you got to be filled with Him, filled with the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost have self-control. People, they out of order when they have the Holy Spirit. You in order. You in order of God. You got to be in order. You know, you got people that be in church, they out of order. We really need interpreters. Ask God, say, Lord, give us the gift of interpretation. Because some people who speak in tongues, I need to know. Because them spirits ain't right. They be leaving other spirits. You better, God, give me the interpretation. Because the indwelling spirit in you, the tongues are for yourself. The prophecy is to edify the church, to be the edify the body, edify the church. We have to be able to know what's coming inside. We got to know what the Holy Spirit is saying to us. I want to know what God's Spirit is speaking through the man and woman of God. So I'll be able to give interpretation and understanding of the Word of God with understanding and clarity so that the believers can walk in the presence and the power of God. Hey, glory to God. I feel that in the own side. I feel the presence of God moving because we got to have His presence in us. Oh, when you have the presence of God, we don't do the things we do. We don't walk the way we walk. We don't act the way we act. Because it's a life-changing experience. Now, we don't do, we don't act. But do we have thoughts? Absolutely we have thoughts. But you pull it down because the Holy Spirit is covered. See, the Holy Spirit is the keeper. You're the creeper. You just say, Lord, Holy Spirit, cover me, creeper. Because I need the Holy Spirit to cover you. He needs to be our covering and our strength to keep us. We got a whole bunch of people. We're celebrating the Pentecost, the Feast of Wheat, the Feast of Harvest, the Feast of Barley, to bring people to understanding the presence and the power of God. I want more of them, more of you, Lord. I need more of you for my life, more of you to do what I need to do in the kingdom of God so we can be who you call for us to be. And I want to walk in this thing. I want to breathe this. I want to live this thing. You know, I've been in ministry for a while. And so we're maturing. I'm maturing. You're maturing in the things of the kingdom of God. We're coming to a place in the things of the Lord so we can grow and develop. We're developing saints of God. We're coming into the things of the Lord God. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is the keeper of us. It's our strength. It must keep you and sustain you in the things of God. Oh, I need him. Now, I can't live without the Holy Spirit. There's nothing outside of the Holy Spirit because we need him. We need him. We need him to grow and develop and reveal to us the things of the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord God is, there is a liberty in the Spirit. You ain't got to go in no priest. You ain't got to go in no a confession booth. The Spirit of God said you can go before him. The veil was ripped. You can go into the presence of God for yourself to be in that place of God, in that place in the kingdom of God where his Spirit is and is dwelling on your life and in your life. Amen. So go. Many of you, go back and read Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 25. It'll give you more understanding of the Jewish festivals and events where you will be able to study the Word of God. It's very powerful, bringing us into understanding the Lord and understanding that relationship with him. Because I'm telling you, I am so, right now, I'm really concerned, and for some of you all who have followed me and been following me for months, weeks, and a year, and you have been following me, and even those who are on the outside of the screen, because what they do is until you only way you can write something on the screen, you got to push the button and come in. But there are many people who are not watching on the inside, like many of you are, but they're on the outside watching, so they haven't came in. They're watching, but for those who are watching on the inside and those who are watching on the outside. There's, I'm going to pause here. There's something on the horizon. People of God, there's something on the horizon in the land. And it's not good. I'm really concerned. My heart is heavy of what God has been speaking to my spirit. And there's a lot of people that are losing it. A lot of leaders that are in position right now that are under attack. And I told the Lord told me this week, and I shared with some of my other colleagues, the Lord said, tell the people, to warn the people. He said, what we're watching, Satan is on an assault heavy attack on leaders. This is a more unprecedented attack on leadership like never before. It's like the high ranking demons are after leaders. And then he said, tell them to rest. Many of you need to rest. You're still trying to make things happen. You need to rest in this season. And he spoke it to me. He said, rest. Is that because something coming, you have to be in position to rest. Now, there are a lot of people right now who step out in ministry prematurely. And you're going to see a lot of those ones You see how a lot of people right now, that all of a sudden you see from nowhere, they stepped out. They stepped out immature. They stepped out from a microwave place, and demons are eating them alive. And you're going to see them, you're going to see the quick fix, and you won't see them anymore because so many people are stepping out into ministry when they're not spiritually mature or developed. So they step it out into this, and they ain't ready for it. Let me tell you something. What you're watching right now in terms of demonic influence, and I've been in ministry a long time, the demonic spirit and the suicidal spirit and the mental health spirit, you have to have a level of the anointing to deal with people right now in the world. You have to have a certain level of the anointing to deal with what's coming in these churches right now and what the enemy is sending into churches. There are some possum spirits. Listen to this, people. There are some spirits of possum that are operating in the religious systems of the world. And these people, they're coming into churches. Man, they're coming into churches. They master your tongue. They master your dress. They master your garment. They master how you flow. They flow in song. And they of the devil, I'm telling you, these spirits, that's why people got to be very careful. Because once they get connected to a leader and the leader is lured in, the enemy can take them out. That's why the great Antipas was taken out with what? In the place where Satan dwelleth. That's in the word of God. You have to be very careful, saints of God. These are very pivotal times in the earth realm. You have to know the secret intelligence of demons, the secret intelligence of governmental people who send people into churches. They'll send it to incite events in your church. They'll send certain spirits. That's why it's no need of fighting among each other. It's no need of keeping confusion going because what? Coming. Do you know most pastors in churches, the issues aren't pastors, it's members that are in the pew going from one place to another, causing confusion with pastors. Most pastors, the confusion they have with each other has nothing to do with another pastor. It's confusion of other people from church to church bringing things to them about other pastors. And they looking at other pastors funny, looking at other leaders funny, and don't even know the man of God. Why? Because they don't have spiritual discernment. They don't have the spirit of discernment. And you have a lot of people in places where they enjoy that because what it does for them, I can get your member. Oh, that they come on over here, I can get them. Because people enjoy getting other people members and taking them. No, I thank God for some of my great colleagues and friends who recommend people to come to our church, who said, you know, recommend them to come. You go over there. Be a blessing to the man of God. Be a blessing over there. He can help your ministry. I recommend. People leave. Man, I'm excited. Bless you, man. Bless you, woman of God. Because you have to understand, you all are not our people. You're 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. It's my people. You're owned by God. See, I'm my job is to under-shepherd the people of God, to bring them into the word of God. No pastor should get mad when somebody else, a member, said, well, I got to leave and go to the church. You got people upset. You don't need to get upset. Thank God that you were able to pastor them at that time in that season, in that hour. Thank the Lord for it. I bless the Lord for you. I love God's people. I love my fellow brothers in the kingdom of God, the ones who are doing what they can and the ones who are doing the best they can in the midst of what they have. Because there are some things. Oh, God, good God Almighty. Tell him. So we need each other in the house. We need each other. We need each other as support. I got many of my great friends over here who are here, my fellow laborers in the kingdom of God. We're friends. Sometimes the enemy will play on people. Okay, I haven't talked to her. I haven't talked to him. Or people cause confusion. I tell people, if I'm your friend and you know me, you already know the type of person I am. I'm a giver. I'm authentic. I enjoy my colleagues in ministry. I share. We're in that. So nobody can bring nothing to me about my fellow colleagues in ministry. No, they can't. Matter of fact, you bring me something, I'm squilling. I'm telling. See, that's how I feel. I tell you, man, you need to know. So people don't bring nothing to me because I tell them this is what you need to know. Because that's what we have to be in the kingdom of God, to build the kingdom of God for what's coming, for what's happening. I'm telling you, I told some people, I see something happening right around June 15th. Now, everybody remember what I said the last time we talked, when I shared about what was going to happen in the month of, in 2020, when I told people about what's going to happen on after January 5th, and what happened after January 5th in the United States Congress. I told people in 2020 what was going to happen in the earth realm. So when I give dates, I'm telling you, you better mark those times, mark those dates down, because you're going to see things begin to transpire. Oh, yeah, you have to keep your eyes open to what's going on. I'm going to be flowing in a minute and speaking to prophetically to a few people before we head to our service, our first Sunday service. If you're in the neighborhood, join us there. We're going to have a word from the Lord today. Oh, Lord, the Lord gave me something for the people of God. So, but you have to understand where you at right now in the kingdom of God, because I'm telling you, people of God, you're going to see some things. I'm telling you. See, what people, and a lot of times, if I could prophetically say something to the people right now, if you want to hear this, I believe right now that the sun is setting on the royal family. The sun is setting on the royal family. And who the world thinks will take over the throne is going to surprise people. See, who the world thinks is going to take over the throne is going to surprise people. And if it is, that will be the shortest-lived seat of the royal family. Because who God has to take over the throne is going to set back, it's going to set in place its origin, back to its origin. Because I'm going to tell you, people of God, what you're about to see in the earth realm, and you can write this down, you're getting ready to see the rise of its origin again. You're going to see the rise of the original. That's why the Bulgarian calendar that's operated by the Jesuit order in the Catholic Church, they already knew. That's why Pope John Paul in 2015-16 met the Moors and sat down and kissed their feet, because he knew that what's coming, what was set for this time, 2019, set up 2020, obituary year, 2021, mental illness, stress, pressure, grief, 2022. They knew that the lot would fall on 2022 because the 2020 census was a determining factor. So that's why right now in the world, you have 44% of the world is lacking what? Formula. I preach on my clubhouse, you are formula from God. That's why all of this baby food, they can't find it. Because all of the babies that were born during this 2020 year, 2021, 2022, these are powerful children. They studied this way back during Moses' time, when Yeshua, because what you're about to see right now is the most brilliant children in the world that's going to raise up, especially the male. That's why they couldn't do what they wanted to do in 2020, 21, when they start saying, parents can give their children shots. Y'all remember that? And then they fought that. Now they're trying to take all the formulas away, and you're going to see them create new formulas. They're going to all of a sudden new formula for people. All of a sudden, I know it. You're going to have enough formula for everybody to have. But you better be careful what's in those formulas. They're doing it all right now. That's why they come investigate me, because I'm telling the whole story. How did this man know? How did this prophet here know? How did he know what's going on in the world? That's getting on the face of God. Ah, Rubo, Shakatabaha. Bringing it out to the people, to let the people know what's going on in the world. What's going on? 2023, 2024, 2025, all the way up to 2027. Because you got to remember, a seven-year period. They even talk about that when you study the Feast of the Year. It's a seven-year period. So between 2020 and 20, 27, that's a seven-year period when everything's going to break. But if you got, if those who got mental illness, those some people who took the shot, things happen in life, you're gonna see major things begin to unveil back 2025. That's why right now they're preparing another drug for people with mental illness. That's why you got the Governor Pritzker giving all that money for mental health, because they know what they're doing, even in New York and other cities. That's why right now Dr. Fauci is part of the Jesuit order, Bill Gates. All of them are noble birthing, secret society, part of these orders. So when you're breaking things down to the people, they don't understand. And then those who understand it, they can't say anything because they're already sold. They sold their soul. They're already sold to the system. So people of God, arm yourself. Be aware of what's happening in the world. Be aware of what's going on in the society right now. Things are happening. There are people reaching out to me this very moment, want to know information, data, secret people. You know how Nicodemus came to Jesus at night, said, "You a man that speak the word of God. You speak from places we ain't heard of, because we revealing to the people what's happening in the world. We're revealing to the people. That's why now." Look at what's happening now. They sent 1 million people from where? From over in where Russia is. Ukraine, here. Why? Because they knew that they had to take out all of the people. And you can Google this. Go in the hotspot. Center for Disease Control will show you all the hotspots of how many people died. They're filling those spots up with people, with people. In those hotspot cities, filling them up. You know why? Because they know this is proven, biblically proven, that the origin is coming, rising up now. The men and women's families are rising up now. If we can destroy that, we can destroy that inheritance, we can destroy what belongs to them. They will not be able to get it. And we could miseducate them. We could pull them. They would not have the knowledge. And guess what? God is still moving over powerful men, powerful women of God. God is still. And there are some of you right now. You're going to find out right now. Do you know why they was doing all of that? Ancestral background, and they would let you could send in your information about ancestral background, because see, they can number your bloodline. They knew you. Y'all were studying ancestral people going out. Oh, and you were like, oh, I'm part of this bloodline. Yeah, they marked you, and then they marked your children. They marked your neighbor. You remember they were doing all of that ancestral stuff, and people were going, finding out about their background because they identify you. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. I'm trying to tell you what's going on in the world. That's how they knew how to mark everybody. 2019, all the way from 2008, all the way now. People were doing ancestry. They had the black guy who was doing a study on the ancestral line on Channel 11. And he was finding out all these people. And these people were showing that they were part of a bloodline, because some people escaped through their family bloodline, because these noble birthings do not want you to receive none of your inheritance, your identity. Because you are privileged right now. The sons of Issachar, some of you part of the sons of Issachar. You're part of a powerful family. Powerful. Thank you, man of God. Yeah, quantum. I'm saying data, all of this stuff. It's coming to the surface, and you're watching and you're seeing it. That's why you're going to see many things. And this 90-day window happened. That's why when you saw what happened between Will Smith and Chris Rock on March 28th, then when you went to March, April, then you saw all the chaos, because it was called Prepare War. That was based upon when he said the word G.I. Jane. See, it was a code. That's a code word sent out. It was a code word sent out. And everybody know the code word sent out. That's why you saw all of those mass murders. It happened in Buffalo. Young man went in there, shot up black. Then there it is, over in Texas. Spanish people. See, you have to understand what is happening right now for the people. I'm trying to get y'all to see this thing. I'm giving you the spiritual part of it. See, the natural part is different. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a powerful thing that transpires in the world. See, we have to understand the power. Yeah, I'm telling you, the power of the lie. Because of where we are and the things of the people of God. See, it's the power to know where you are at. The thing about the Barack Obama is the first black president. The question is, do your research. That can't be true. I have proof that we are related to Abraham Lincoln by blood. That doesn't make him black. Just a thought. Oh, well, see, I ain't got nothing to do with Abraham Lincoln and that, because you have to study way before that, because you got to study the Quakers, that when you go into the studying the Quakers and the history of that. See, and then Barack Obama, he did not help his people. So if you really want to study, you can Google that too. Yeah. So while you put that information up there, don't I want to eat you up on this page right now, because I can take you out some places with this one. Because you got to understand, when you bring in information like that, you got to come with it. I didn't say anything about him. I'm breaking down the history so you can understand the history of events. He was used as a decoy. That's what he was used as a decoy in the history. Because you got a lot of people in the bloodline, different bloodlines. Yeah. Yeah. So we can understand the event. Oh, we understand. Because we have to understand the trap that the enemy has put in place. So we had under, if you want to really look at it, under him we had opportunity to get two more black Supreme Court justices. I just want to go there, but I just want to share that with people. But let me stick to this point. God is bringing us into the knowledge to understand the history of events that are unveiling in the world now. Amen. I just want the people to be up to speed. Oh, okay. Thank you. All right. Oh, just a thought. Okay. Amen. But we have to understand where we at in the events of the world, because many things in the event of the world are coming alive right now. And we're watching, because see, a lot of things been sent out is to throw us off. You're watching even leaders that are going on in the world. They're being presented, especially our culture leaders. They're not leaders. They're pawns put in leadership positions. We got powerful people of God. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you, man of God. Thank you, elder. We appreciate that on today. All right, let me stop. But I want y'all to prepare yourself for what's to come. And what's getting ready to happen. And I hope today, if you do, please share this with others and let them know. Because when they read that, they go down this list. Yeah. They go down this list. Oh, man, I tell you all kinds of stuff. And I'm telling you that they get all the kinds of stuff of what's going on in the world and what's been revealed. And I'm telling you that God is revealing to us as believers. I love everybody. I appreciate you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. So we understand what we are as a nation. Now, well, I did say something after June 15th. We're watching the unveil. Now, everybody have, you know, we got Juneteenth coming. That's the first time in history we have that as a national holiday. Understand those things, too. We have to understand why things are being put in place. Thanks to God. Put in place strategically for such a time as this. All right. So I bless the Lord for you today. Thank God. Thank God for those who've been following us and receiving the word of God today. Any other questions? And if you want to write a question down real quickly, I got about another 10 minutes that we want to give you. If you want to write a question or comment down. Well, I understand that one right there too. Yeah, because see, but in understanding biblical events and understanding the history of the event are all important in understanding what is going on right now in the world. I know a lot of people are writing questions down. Thank you. Yeah, I'm telling you, there's a lot of things that happen. And I know, and I thank God for the question and all the ones who get the knowledge and understanding. Thank you. We appreciate you. Thank you for your sharing, and thank you for tapping in with me and being connected. All right, we're preparing for our conference 2021. But this is what I want to give everybody opportunity to do. This is the first Sunday in June 2021. Absolutely. And I'll tell you why. If you look back in the month, the question is, should the people prepare for unexpected events that might shut down our government? Absolutely. And I'll tell you why. Right now, you'll see many of the major food places or companies were either bombed, burnt, and tore down. So there's going to be a lacking of food coming into August as we go into the fall of the year. Even financial market is shifting right now. Many people, you're going to literally see the housing market is doing good right now, but there's a shaking coming in that. There's a shaking coming in that because you're going to watch a shaking. It's going to be a major shaking getting ready to come forth. And that's why when I share with the people of God, keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes attentive to what's going on, because there's many decoys being sent into the land right now to throw off many of us. And that's why you're going to see a rise and a fall of a lot of young people who are in ministry, started ministry quick, and they're not going to survive because of the demonic forces. And there are a lot of false spirits right now coming out, and they're driving the people into the opposite direction of where God wants them to be. So you have to be very careful of your connection right now. Oh, this is the other thing the Lord said. He said, tell the people, be very careful of their connection in this season. Be very careful who you connect with right now, because everything that look good ain't good for you. Absolutely. That's right. You're absolutely right. And if you notice, they got millions of containers right now on these borders, these ports. And that's why you see a lot of people meeting with port authorities so they can run ports themselves. They can own ports, because all of these ships are on these ports right now. A lot of ships on these ports with containers of different things in there. It's hard to get different parts of the equipment because they're these ports. All right? So we're blessing the Lord today. All right, thanks to God. This is Sunday, Jubilee Sunday. What it called, Pentecost Sunday. Those of you who were sold, we're gonna call it the Pentecostal seed. Those of you who are blessing today, men of God, women of God, sold today into the Pentecost seed today. We thank God for you. I see some new people joining us. Bless you on today. Please let us know what city, state you're from on today. Those who were sold, first fruit, because I told you, it's the feast of the wheat, the feast of the barley, feast of the harvest. You can sow your seed today. Those who've been following us, who's connected with us, those who want to sow the seed, you can do that today. I'm just encouraging people to be a blessing today in this first Pentecost Sunday, which really means the feast of the week, the feast of the harvest, feast of the barley. All of you got the two times a year. You want to call it the Pentecost seed today. I'm sowing into the Pentecost seed. I'm being a blessing. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Texas, thank you. Alabama, thank you. Greenville, Alabama, thank you for joining us. Bless you on today. We appreciate you coming with Overflow Kingdom Ministry. Bless you all, your leader. We bless the man of God and the woman of God there. Many of you all joining us today. So that Pentecost seed today, we call it the Pentecost seed. Thank God for my good friend, Apostle Russell Shabu. Thank you, Apostle Greg Jacob. These are powerful men of God. Thank you. Thank you, Florida. Thank you for joining. God bless you, Dr. McMillan. bless you all today. Thank you, Apostle Maurice Simmons and Eugenie Simmons. We bless you all today. Those who said, Prophet Matthew, we're standing out. Just the Lord book. Amen. My Cash App information is Cash App Money Sam, RFPIM. Those who sold that $100 seed today, I'm just believing you, believing God for you. I'm sowing today. This is the month. I told you, not only the miracle signs and wonder, but you will see the presence of God. There's something coming. Amen. On the, you're calling it the Pentecost seed. You can sow it. My ministry to put it on there. Money sign, RFPIM. That's Cash App. Money sign, R for restoration, F for foundation, P for prophetic, I for international, M for ministry. RFPIM. Those of God bless you, Sister Veal. Thank you so much for your support. We appreciate you today. Those who sow it, be of Veil, you can go to We Restore You. That's WERESTOREU at yahoo.com. It's on the screen up there already. You can be, you can go to PayPal and sow it. Administrative Bindings on Lorraine Matthews Ministries on PayPal. Up there. Look up there. It'll be available for you, woman. Thank you so much in advance. Thank you so much for all of you who are sowing on this, sowing that $100 seed or that seed that you're sowing right now. We bless the Lord for you all tremendously for your support and your blessing to this ministry. You can go to our website. You go to our website and sow the seed, it'll be a blessing as well too. Go to we restore you. That's werestoreyou.org and be a blessing today. All right. Sister Rynisha, this is a word of the Lord for you. Woman of God, I hear the Lord said there's been some major delays, and I'm looking at the last 47 days. It's a 47-day delay that you've been in, and God is releasing you out of this 47-day delay. The last 47 days have been a really strain on you to pull you out, but God is releasing some things to you right now in this season right now. Amen. Bless you, too. We appreciate you, too. The Lord is releasing some things for you right now, and I'm even seeing some things concerning the child, that God's going to open up doors for some benefit for the baby. You're going to see that. It's going to manifest itself for you, and you're going to begin to see it. I don't know if you moved from another location. There's some mail that you was waiting for, and the Lord said there's some mail that had been sent back. You were waiting for some mail to come to you, but you did not get the mail because they had sent it back because of a different address, a change in address. But you're going to see that mail is going to be released. Ooh. Hallelujah. Bless you on today. So prepare yourself. I'm reading some of the things people are writing down there on here today. So prepare yourself. Sister, this is for you, Brother Stanley Farah. Stanley Farah. This is a word for you, Brother Stanley Farah. This is right here the Lord is saying to tell you in this season. The Lord is changing, telling me to tell you in this season, there's some changes coming around your life. I'm looking at some things in the last six years that the Lord had to do in you, and you're going to see some changes being made in your life. Some major changes are happening around your life. And I hear the Lord say, the relationship of the past will not be the relationship of the future. The Lord said there's some things you have to release so his perfect will can be done in you in this season. Oftentimes we'll hold on to things, but God is saying release those things so my perfect will can be done in it for you right now, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Stay in that place of God. The Lord is moving, but there's some things God has said I'm required to move so I can take you to this next level in him. Amen. Hallelujah. And take your worship to a new level. God is doing something in the area of worship for your life right now. He's doing some major things in the area of worship, powerful things he's going to do in the area of worship. Hallelujah. Sister Dela Cruz, now this is for you, woman of God. I hope you're able to come to the conference too, I'm literally watching you at the end of a major issue in your life. It's literally like you at the end of it. And it's like you were like, man, I'll be glad when it's over. God have you at this place. I'm telling you, God have you at a strategic place in your life right now where you at the end of a roller coaster ride. I'm seeing some things you've been in. The Lord said you at the end of a roller coaster ride. And at this roller coaster ride, when you get to this little period, I'm telling you, your project, your life is going to accelerate. It's almost like you, this is about for 20 people, 20 people. The Lord said, get rid of the aching and your camp will be blessed. Get rid of some of these aching and your camp will be blessed. God's going to bless your camp because you're going to get rid of some of these aching. Some of you have some aching around your life. The Lord said, get rid of and your camp shall be blessed. All right, people of God, go ahead and sow that seed today. It's called the Pentecost seed. Those of you who are sowing that Pentecost seed right there. And man of God, a woman of God, this is a powerful word for you. I know you were sharing some things with me, man of God. Let me share this with you because we're still on the same accord, man of God. We're definitely on the same accord. Let me go back here to the man of God. We were sharing here. And sometimes you get a misunderstanding, but God is still moving. This is a word for you, manservant. And I just want you to know because of who you are in the kingdom of God, God has a special hand on you all. I'm trying to think of your name, but it's in that. I won't tarry long with that. But God has his hand on you in the things that you're trying to do right now. And it's bigger than you. There's some things bigger than you even now. My good friend, Apostle Russell Shipp Booth, I'm telling you. All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. This is for you, man of God. Right. Okay. Somebody asked me, what is an aching? In the book of Joshua, let's turn that real quick and explain that so that people can understand. Joshua chapter, in the book of Joshua, so we can end right. Book of Joshua chapter number 7, Achan, A-C-H-A-N hyphen S, Achan, sin of disobedience. Achan were a people who brought cursed items into the camp of Joshua, almost making Joshua lose the battle and lose the war because they brought cursed things into the camp and they wasn't supposed to bring them. They hid them. They were supposed to destroy all of those pagan things, but the Achan brought those cursed things into the camp. That's in Joshua chapter 7. You can read, here's what he said. I'm going to read 19 real quickly. And Joshua said unto Achan, my son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord, God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done. Hid it from me. And Achan answered Joshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. When I saw among the spoil goodly Babylonians, garments and 200 shekels of silver and wedges of gold of 50 shekel weight and converted them and took them. And behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of the tent and the silver and those cursed items. So be very careful of bringing people into your life in your season of harvest. And this is why it's pivotal to understand your feast of the year, your season of harvest, your season of barley, your weeks of the week, because this is critical now for your promotion and what God is doing when he's blessing the people of God. Ooh, my God. Man, did y'all see that? Did somebody see that? Man, it was a big old feather. I'm telling you, right here in my house. God, I'm telling you, y'all got to be in my house to see this. Man, it's a big old feather, man. Like, I mean, I'm sitting right here. Oh, God, y'all see about tears running out of my eyes? Because this thing, man, it's like these big old feathers, man. It was a big old angel here with some feathers. Oh, look at God. Thank God. Let me pause, y'all, because the Holy Ghost is on me right now. Whoa, tears came to my ass. Man, y'all feel that? Did anybody feel that? Man, I'm telling you, it was a big old angel here with feathers, man, waving the feathers. No, I'm telling you. Whoa, praise the Lord, man. Oh, good God Almighty. Hey, glory. Oh, glory. I'm telling you. There was an angel right here, baby, and I felt the wind. He blew feathers on me, man, like that waving with me feathers. Oh, y'all, I'm about to cry. I ain't crying because I'm sad. I'm crying because the presence in my house, man. Oh, good God, everybody. Minister Brian, let me tell you something. We had a miracle. Oh, touch your people. Miracles happen. Miracles happen. When our angels come like this in my house, then somebody's going to get a miracle. There's a miracle happening for somebody right now. Oh, thank God. Maybe I felt Apostle Jacob and Shabu, man, I'm telling you, John, man, I'm telling you, I was sitting right here, the big old feathers with them. I felt that wind blowing on me. Man, y'all get it. I'm telling you, somebody getting a miracle right now. I'm telling you, there's a miracle happening for somebody right now. I don't know who I was talking to just a minute ago, man, but it's just that. Y'all better hold on. Oh, because you know how you get in the presence of something? You start crying. Man, this is a powerful move. Something happening right now. Man, my God. Oh, the Lord is doing something for you right now. Pastor Karen Sewell, you're gonna begin to see some major things begin to happen. And I'm here, God is repairing some things even now. Even some things the Lord is doing. And I hear the Lord say, there's some things from your mother that you're going to handle in this season, in this transition for you, for some of you right now. Oh, good God Almighty. Thank you. It's almost when I start talking about aching, God is going in and getting the cursed things out of the camp. Man, like something just, somebody just broke loose. There's a breakout. Sister Carla Evans, bless you, woman of God. And I hear some things the Lord is doing for your children, and there's some things the Lord is doing for you. And there's some things that you felt. It's like 2015 and 16 were some tough times for you. And it's like the enemy continued to bring back things in your life that you wish you wouldn't have done. And the Lord said, no more regret. This is, write this word down, woman. No more regret, season of progress. You're going to see God say he's going to progress you in this season. Even concerning your living arrangement and some things you're making in decisions. You said that it's like you had a something we got in the family. There's some things that you've been disappointed in, and you didn't expect those things between 2013 and 14. But God said, I'm working out all of the details, woman of God, for your life, from regret to progress. And the word, that's somebody got a book right there. I'm moving from regret to progress in my life. And the Lord is working those things out mightily for you in this season, says the Spirit of the Lord God. He's moving on your life right now. There's a move. Well, there's a mighty move that's happening. Even for you, Dr. McMillan, there's some things that the Lord has said, I move on behalf of the family, on behalf of this daughter. God said, I'm moving on behalf of her. And the Lord said, the things that held you down will not hold you down in this season. And I hear the Lord, opportunity. There's some things you had questions about. It's like you got a question mark about. And the Lord said, trust me in it. There's some things that you're writing and preparing right now that the Lord is moving on your behalf in. And he said, trust me in those things and watch what I'm going to do for you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. I don't know who somebody got in your knee. Somebody got something in their knee area, like tendonitis. And God said, I'm healing you of the tendonitis in the knee. Like somebody, I think it's like your left knee, like tendonitis in your knee. God is healing you right now at this very moment. You're receiving a healing right now. Ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Ooh, thank you right now. You say you don't see the spelling? All right. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. Bless you, man of God. Thank you so much. Bless the Lord for you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The woman, Serena Williams. Sabrina Williams, bless you on today. Make sure I got your name right. Sabrina Williams, bless you on today. Sabrina Williams, I want you to know the Lord said, tell you that I'm maneuvering some things. There's some major things that God is maneuvering in your life right now. And in that maneuvering of the things, the Lord said, what was heavily weighing you down in the family line? And I'm looking like third generation. Some things were heavily weighing you down. God said, I'm moving them out of the way. They were heavily weighing you down. God is moving them out of the way because of where he's taking you in this season of your life. But I don't know if you're first time or you just connected with us in this season. The Lord is doing some mighty things for your life, woman of God. Stay in that place of God and watch out things that have hindered you. I'm looking at 2014. I see something that transpired in 2014 that put a setback or put a wedge between some things. God is moving on you in this season of your life. Amen. All right. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Just trust the Lord, because some people are breaking out of it. You're coming into the things of God for your life right now. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And this is Apostle Greg Jacob. This is what I hear for you, man of God. The Lord said this is a strategic time. Where God have you at a strategic, that season that you came out of that was supposed to break. It's like to break the confidence of the oil on your life. God said it just increased in this season of where he's taking you right now. The increase, God had to cut away to bring you into that place in this mighty season that you're in because of the great door that's open. There's a great major door that's opening. It's almost like the impossible doors have came your way. And God says, I'm opening for you, man of God, because of your ability to be strong in this season. And there are certain things you haven't talked to anybody about that God said you're going to do it quietly in this season, and you're going to launch it in such a great way, such the Spirit of the Lord God. This is a season of many things that are being unveiled for you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Amen, amen, amen. Territory to claim, new territory to claim in Jesus' name. All right, thanks to God. We love you all. Appreciate you on today. Join us today at 11:45. We'll be doing a service, a second service at 11:45 today, 11:45 on our Facebook. Join us 11:45 on today. Be prepared for the many things that God is doing for you and through you. Some of you, you coming out of that small season of battle fatigue. Stay in that place. Rest your spirit. So what's getting ready to unveil and what's getting ready to come your way in this mighty hour for you. Apostle Russell Shabu, my good friend, kingdom leader, bless you on today, man of God. I hear the Lord say strategically. This is a strategic move. It's really strategic. There's some things concerning family that slow the progress down, but the Lord says strategic, man of God, strategic things that he's doing. It's strategic for you. And it looked like it's all going to just, what you're going to experience is an acceleration, a suddenly. You're going to receive a suddenly, man of God. And this acceleration is going to be suddenly, and it's going to be boom. It's going to be suddenly that the Lord is doing for you. It says the Spirit of the Lord. It's going to be like suddenly, and you're going to know it's God's will. Thank you, Holy Ghost. All right, people of God, I must prepare ourselves for our service. Join us 11 o'clock in our service, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. We're looking to see you there at 11 a.m. And those who are joining us for our Lifeline Conference, that's June 24th through the 26th. It's on my Facebook page. Please join us. We love you. I'm telling you, it's going to be powerful what God is doing and the things that the Lord is releasing for you on today. Join us in those services. We appreciate you all mightily. That's going to be connected with us in the service. And looking to see you. Some of you, you're going to be flying in. We're going to look to see you there. I'm going to see voices, put a voice with a face, face with a voice. Come on and join us for this conference. You need to come too, Sister Sabrina. Alexis, you need to come on down and be with us. Sister Deborah, join us in this conference. This is our Lifeline conference. Sister Roslyn, you bring your daughter. Y'all need to come to the conference. We're looking to see all of my friends for our 11th year Lifeline Conference 2022, June 24th through the 26th. It's going to be a powerful time. Brother Joseph, we're looking to see you, man. We're looking to see some of you all for the Lifeline Conference right here in the city of Harvey, Illinois. It's going to be an awesome time being with you all. All right. Bless you all today. Thank God for you. Appreciate you. Continue to stay in that place of the Lord. Those who are sowing that seed, bless you, covenant partner. Thank you, Sister Mary Teasley. We bless you. Thank you for releasing that word to me. Sister Teasley, I receive it in the name of the Lord. We appreciate it. The registration plea is $100, so we're looking to see you all there. Looking to see you too, Pastor Sewell. Looking to see you, our other friends over there, other Pastor Sewell friends. We're looking to see prophets. We're looking to see all of you for our Lifeline Conference 2022. The theme of it is going viral in the midst of the virus. Looking to see you all there. Okay? Bless you on today. Go ahead and sow that seed. We appreciate it. It's called the Pentecostal seed that you're sowing today. Thank you. Sin City, the real. Amen. Taryn, bless you all. Appreciate you on today. Sister Tina Rice, hairdress, hair, prophetic, powerful prophetess of the Lord. Bless you on today. Mighty kingdom leader, woman of God. Monique Renee Ransom, bless you on today. We appreciate you too. Thank you so much for connecting with us, all of you, on this mighty, beautiful day. Administrator Rita Bryan, that's my administrator. She wrote down, so people of God, this is that seed you're sowing today, Pentecost seed, really the feast of harvest, the feast of wheat. This is that day you're sowing that seed today, okay? Bless you on today. Go on over there and be a blessing. Have a phenomenal day. Love you all. We'll talk to you at 11:45 service. We're going to have an awesome time in the Lord. We'll see you soon, and shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. Those that are listening to us over on blogs, we bless the Lord for you all today, too. Have a phenomenal day, people of God. Shalom in your court is my prayer for you all today. God bless you.
LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the 11th year of the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
June 24th through 26th, 2022.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry.
231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor, presents the 11th year Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
The theme, going viral in the midst of a virus.
On June 24th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Apostle Maurice Simmons, Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. On June 25th, 2022, the mid-morning workshop begins at 10 a.m. Bishop Jesse Williams from Chicago, Illinois, and Prophet Jerry Wallace from Birmingham, Alabama. At 7 p.m., Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. On June 26, 2022, at 11 a.m., Evangelist Gwen Marshall from Arlington, Texas.
24th through 26, 2022.
Your hotel information, Holiday Inn Express, 13330 Cicero Avenue, Crestwood, Illinois.
Ask for the Lifeline Block.
Call area code 708-597-3330. Your registration fee is $100. Cash App cash tag RFPIM. That's cash tag RFPIM. PayPal, www.werestoreyou.org. For more information, contact 708-825-1988 or text 334-440-6152. Get your reservations together. Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference, June 24th through 26th. We definitely want you to be there.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at werestoreyou.org.
That's W-E-R-E-S-T-O-R-E, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com. Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from werestoreyou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. Use.